Hi, and welcome to the Endo Bay podcast. I'm your host, Chelsea Bree. I'm an ultrasound tech turned endometriosis coach, positivity and self-love advocate, a 7 on the Enneagram, and I am a proud dog mom. And I'm on a mission to help you live more positively with endometriosis and be happy in your body. On the Endo Bay podcast, we're going to dive deep into all things endometriosis, mindset, self-love, health, and so much more. This is a badass podcast for badass endo babes, and I want you to leave this podcast feeling inspired and empowered on your own health journey with more confidence and the belief that you too can have more good days than bad. Are you with me, babes? See you in the podcast.
Hi, babes.
Hello.
I hope you're having a wonderful day. Today we're talking all about environmental toxins. So environmental toxins, they wreak havoc on your hormonal system, like, and your endocrine system, like your entire body, essentially. They're terrible for endometriosis, cause you more pain. Just kind of, it's hard though, because we live in such a toxin heavy society, that these are just kind of things to look out for and maybe try to lessen or avoid. And so BPA, which is in plastics, PCBs, which are like plastics in paint and rubber, heavy metals such as like mercury, lead, and cadmium, which is found in fertilizer, so it can be in the soil in some areas. Any kind of artificial food dye, so like nitrates, which are found in like meats, MSG, which is monosodium glutamate, which is like a flavor enhancer, and it's highly addictive and it's terrible for you. Any kind of numbered color dye, so like red number 40, stuff like that, aspartame, anything that's fake should not be there. You should not ingest it. It's terrible for you. Bad for your endometriosis. Herbicides such as biphosphate, which is found in Roundup, which has unfortunately been used in a lot of foods, but essentially it's everywhere. So just kind of avoiding biphosphates. And then diphenylamine, which is commonly sprayed on apples to stop them from browning so fast. It's just kind of like a pesticide. Or not really a pesticide, but it's just something that's sprayed on apples. And so xenoestrogens are environmental toxins that act like estrogen and can disrupt your endocrine system. And so they can be found in things like plastics and pesticides. So can we lessen our intake of toxins from our environment? We can eliminate plastic from our life. So no plastic Tupperware, no plastic bags, no plastic utensils, no plastic wrap foods. Don't eat or drink out of plastic anything. Glass and like metal and stuff like that is better. Buy organic, sustainably raised meat and eggs. Avoid anything from a factory that's pumped full of hormones and God knows what. All of those animals are in tiny cages. They're clumped really close together. They are connected to all these tubes. Like, they do not have a humane life. You don't want to eat that meat anyway. Buy fresh organic produce. But I will preface this and say that just because you're buying something that says it's organic doesn't mean that it didn't touch something that has pesticides on it. So you want to make sure that you are washing all of your produce before you're eating it, just to kind of wash that away. Eliminate processed foods that has like all of that fake stuff in there. And then drink more filtered water, because there are chemicals in water. Buying organic grass-fed meat and eggs. So the USDA certified organic meat guarantees that it's free from artificial contaminants. And grass-fed pastures essentially have their own ecosystem, so they don't need pesticides or fertilizer. So that's also reducing the risk of contaminants from that. The animals, again, are also not pumped full of God knows what, and they are living a more humane, less stressful environment. So if you guys are in the States, looking up something like ButcherBox. So we use ButcherBox. It is fantastic. You get meat delivered to your door. You can do like every month, every 2 months. I think there's a 3-month option. But everything in there is organic, grass-fed, pasture-raised, and you can tell the difference. Like, it is the best stuff that I've ever had. Or you can look in your area, because I know that some cities, if you're in a bigger city, they're starting to do things like creating their own locally sourced something like ButcherBox, and so they get all of the meat from like farmers around the area. You can also get stuff from farmers markets. You know that is locally grown. It farms in the area. and just talk to the farmer who literally either butchered or if it's like fruit stuff, who like grew it themselves, because they'll know what they put on it. And then you'll know. You should switch over to using all natural personal care products with plant-based ingredients and not toxic chemicals. So stuff like natural deodorant, lotions, body wash, like you can get stuff like this at Sprouts or Whole Foods. You can order it online. So the stuff that you want to avoid that are in a lot of personal care products are things like acrylates, aluminum, formaldehyde, oxybenzone, parabens, triclosan, polyethylene glycols, and phthalates. All of those things are terrible hormone disruptors. They are toxins. They are not good for you. And so, again, I put in a resource under the worksheets tab for you can like look up safe beauty products. So you can like type in a brand and then they've rated them on how toxic they are. You want to buying organic produce. We just talked about this too. So kind of just because it says organic doesn't mean that it didn't come into contact with something that wasn't organic. So make sure you're washing things before you eat them.
Oh, babe, thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I had so much fun and I'm so fucking grateful for every single one of you. If you thought that this was helpful or you loved any part of this podcast, I would love, love, love for you to screenshot it and post it on Instagram at Chelsea Bree, ChelseaBri, and tag me. I would love to see what you're getting out of the episodes. It makes me so happy. I would also love it if you'd subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, because that just helps other wonderful endo babes find me as well. I adore you, and I believe that you don't deserve to feel like shit. You deserve to have a normal life despite endometriosis. So I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll catch you on next week's episode of the Endo Babe Podcast.